second hour of the program. You can dial in and take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL's CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian.
And Adam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You can go to freetalklive.com and interact with other listeners in a variety of different ways, also influence the stuff we'll talk about here on the air. Mark, you've been talking about the Postal Service. We're going to continue that discussion here in a little bit. You got that story originally from freetalklive.com. It was one of our listeners that put that on our website. If it weren't for listeners like you, we'd have nothing on our website. We wouldn't have any content there. So thanks to you for going there if you have, and thanks to you in advance if you haven't yet, for going there and taking whatever it is you find on the Internet, posting it if you think it's interesting, if you think our listeners would enjoy hearing about it, post it to our website, and then other listeners get to vote it up or down, and the most popular make it to the front page and the top of the site. FreeTalkLive.com, it is totally free. We're talking about the post office. Let's continue and go to your phone calls. Wallace is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Wallace.
Hi, guys. Basically, I thought you guys would like to know about the Postal Service that not too many people know about. Everybody's been talking about the postage and all this other kind of stuff, but nobody mentions the business about money orders. When you go to a postal office and you say, I want a money order for X number of dollars, and you pay the extra fee, you're not required, and they won't accept your name nor the payee's name. So when that money order isn't cashed or used or gets lost in the infamous mail system, that money gets pocketed right into the Postal Service. And
so
no other
saying,
money order
hold
company.
On, let me see if I'm straight with what you're saying here. You're saying that the post office doesn't require you to put a name on the money order.
No,
so
they won't accept it.
He's saying it's almost policy to where they want to do this so that if you don't, if I send it to you and you don't claim it, cash it after a certain amount of time, mm-hmm. they will take it. If they're stealing more than they already are.
And no other money order company is allowed to do this. If you go to American Express agent or your local supermarket and they have these generic money order companies that essentially are the same thing. They're in direct competition with the Postal Service.
Mm-hmm.
You have to give your name and address and the payee's name and address. And
I don't recall having to do that when I've purchased money orders.
Yeah, when I've gone to Walmart or Amscot, is all I've had to do is fork over the money, and then they give me a money order.
They're supposed to take your name and address.
No, I think that what you're talking about is if it's over a certain number, if it's over a certain amount, then you do have to show identification, and they may require certain information
that,
from you.
That might be true if it's a small amount, like $15 or $25.
No, it's the level's a little higher than that.
Generally, when I get a money order, it's in the hundreds.
Yeah, I found more difficulty cashing them than getting them. You know, I've had some when I was in one of them diaries. I had some with me, and we were trying to cash them in L.A., and it was like, you know, trying to pull teeth.
Really?
ID.
I've never tried to cash one.
And then out of state, especially for being from out of state, like they actually thumbprinted me and had me put it on the back of it. Like,
I thought money orders were easy to cash compared to checks, but I guess you're right. I probably haven't cashed very many. Normally, I just if I'm buying, normally I'm a buyer of money orders. But yeah, I agree with Mark. Usually, the amount is fairly high. It's usually over $500 to trigger some sort of an identification requirement, as I understand it.
Yeah, well, the thing is that even American Express, they had something a couple of years ago that close to 17 or 18% of all the money orders that are purchased with for American Express never get cashed. And
nice.
As you guys are aware, I think, I'm involved with abandoned unclaimed property, which, by the way, the lawsuit was commenced in New Hampshire. And
you're suing the state of New Hampshire, as you have sued other states in the past, to essentially get names and information out of them.
No. We're a step ahead. We basically have a lawsuit going against the New Hampshire treasurer, and basically that is solely on the basis of the deprivation of people's personal property without due process.
You're saying let me see if I understand then, because we've talked to you about this before. You're saying that that basically the state governments have millions of dollars in unclaimed property.
Billions.
billions, depending on the state. But they've got all this money and unclaimed property that basically people, maybe they moved out of a house and they the power company tried to send a refund, but they didn't know where to send it. And so that money, by state law in some places, goes to the state government after a certain point.
And now there's like some big room full of cash.
Well, and the state government is supposed to track you down as a service to try to find you, to give you the money, right?
Oh,
and
yeah,
of course they're not doing that. So that's what you're suing over, right, Wallace?
Yes, and essentially what I've done, unfortunately, I haven't been able to get the activists in New Hampshire a little bit interested to do what we've done in Vermont. We've got about 60 people that are going and taking the abandoned unclaimed property list, and there's $62 million due, roughly a quarter of a million claims. So if you remember your history back in 1929, when everybody correctly thought that the banks were going to fail and they ran to the bank and there wasn't enough money. Well, Vermont, like every other state, only keeps about 1%. So 1% of $62 million is about $620,000.
And they keep that money around in case somebody comes to them and says, hey, I moved out of my house, I forgot my power refund. Do you have that for
me? Hook it up.
Right. So they'll have the 1% because there's not that very many people that are going to come and request this stuff.
Until basically we come along. And just like Bernie Madoff with the infamous Ponzi schemer, a Ponzi scheme works so long as the so-called investors don't demand their money. So as with Bernie Madoff, the typical Ponzi scheme is you take the new investors' money to pay the old investors. So the old investors go out and say, oh, this guy Bernie Madoff, he's such a nice guy. Why don't you invest? And that's exactly what the CFOs of every state and every Canadian province, and, of course, some foreign countries.
So businesses need to go out and ask for their money back, or individuals?
It's everybody. It's even governmental agencies. And that's the funny part of it, because here in Vermont, where I live, the present treasurer, who, by the way, is running, and this you guys will really love, he's running on both the Democratic and Republican lines come November. So basically, you have a choice. You know, either vote for a nobody or vote for this guy. And, of course, you know, he's almost a shoo-in unless, you know, activists get together and say, look, you're a crook. You're stealing all this money from people. And the other side of the coin is, if you look at it from the overall standpoint, you're a banker. You got all these small, tiny, tiny deposits, say under $200 for purposes of this discussion. Every time you send, talk about the post office, something out to these people, you lose money. Postage, stationery, what have you. So why not, going back approximately to 1950, why not convince the state lawmakers, here's your cash cow, the golden goose. Concoct these laws so that we, the bankers, can send you these profit-losing accounts. You put it in to your wonderful general fund, and up until the latest of the financial, whatever you want to call it, snafus with Wall Street, everybody was happy because basically the bankers got rid of these profit-losing accounts. The state CFOs were happy because they got all this money. They would turn around, take all the surplus money, and put it into what they call request for proposal. Hey, guys, we have X number of $1 million we'd like to invest for 24 months. Well, if you're rich, you go to the bank and you get a certificate of deposit, and, you know, you pay a penalty if you want to turn around and close it out early.
So basically, Wallace, what you're looking to do is make it so these state governments have to pay out on these unclaimed assets somehow. You were originally trying to reach the people that had the unclaimed assets to try to get them to claim
their
assets.
We're still doing that.
You are
and
still doing
that. And we're doing
that
now well. More
and
than
you're suing them.
We're doing more than ever that stuff.
And
at
Wallace,
the same
how can people get in touch with you? You said you need some help with this. So how can they do that?
SUP. That's S as in Sam, U as in Union, P as in Peter, fraud, F-R-A-U-D, at gmail.com.
SUPfraud@gmail.com if you want to help out Wallace with making these state governments have a real tough time financially. Thanks for the call tonight, Wallace, and good luck. 800-259-9231. It's an interesting approach, and I hope it works out for him. There's more coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at bigheadpress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners, use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Adam.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and they are for free, including our webcam. You can go watch and listen all at the same time at cam.freetalklive.com. And the CAM, by the way, is brought to you by memorydealers.com. So head over to cam.freetalklive.com. You can also interact with other listeners because our chat room is built into the very same page. So watch, listen, chat, all at cam.freetalklive.com. So our number here is 1-800-259-9231. The School Sucks podcast, by the way, you're looking for some other good liberty-oriented audio programming. They provide ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation, because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to a real education. Usually you get that when you get out of government school. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com. As we continue, we take your phone calls about what you want. Corbin is in Mississippi. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Corbin.
How's it going, everybody?
Corbin, what's on your
Adam,
mind tonight?
Good, it's good to hear from you again.
Hey, how's it going, Corbin? Hope all's well in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah. I haven't gotten any speeding tickets lately, so I'm not
seeing
the state too much.
Stay away from the Jones County Sheriff.
So what do you want to share tonight, Corbin?
Well, I was kind of provoked and engaged in a positive way, as always, by Adam's Facebook update. So I saw the thing about the Postal Service. Figured I might chime in about that. You know, there's the old saying that there's no honor amongst thieves, and I think especially with any government-operated business or cartel, such as the Postal Service, that there's no integrity. For example, you know, it's like there's a link on y'all's website right now, Best Up and Coming. Arnold Schwarzenegger puts $200,000 workers on minimum wage per hour. And I think that that's the same way that the Postal Service does. If you look, the postmaster, he makes $800,000 a year. Meanwhile, the company goes bankrupt. If we privatize the Postal Service, I mean, they would immediately be bought out by FedEx, UPS. They have no incentive to compete. And now,
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's true that, first of all, FedEx or UPS would be interested in their decrepit old equipment that's likely really outdated and circa 1973.
They've got something besides the
mostly like just taking in some of their workers, training them, upgrading them.
They may, but I think it's fallacious to believe that the post office, were they to be actually severed, their ties from the federal government to be completely severed, that they couldn't make a go of it. I mean, it's unlikely because they are bureaucrats, but on the other hand, they just don't have the right incentives. They're human beings, I guess they're not necessarily good managers, or maybe they wouldn't do it very well.
I don't think they could do it as quickly enough.
But there's the possibility that they could all of a sudden whip the organization into shape.
Something similar might make it, but this system that they have now is
done. The thing is, we're not submitting them to market discipline, so you can't really judge that.
Saying there's a chance that they could make it, and that there's not necessarily they wouldn't be necessarily having anybody beating down their door for their assets to try to buy them out.
Yeah,
until they fail.
And then also, I think, I don't know if you guys have seen their new commercial. They're using Toy Story to try and market people, stuff like that. Mm. And I think that's kind of like, you're picking favorites and stuff. And, you know, I think that's
right. Didn't the government crack down on, like, cigarettes for having, like, camels and, like, cowboys that are cool to kids?
Yeah,
and now they want to use Toy Story?
Well, it's okay for them to
there's no honor amongst them. There's no integrity.
Now, hold on a second. Now, look, I'm not somebody who's going to go to jump to the defense of a government agency, but in this case, there are all kinds of companies that do deals with toys.
Well, the other companies don't tell what other companies can't do, though.
Right, no, I understand that, but you're acting like this is an unusual thing. And have you ever had a Happy Meal? What?
It's at the stake of the taxpayer. We have to pay for that, and I don't.
No,
I mean,
it's likely that Toy Story is. Well, I guess you're right. They probably are paying Disney for that. I see where you're coming from, but to act as though like having a tie-in with some sort of licensed product is outrageous.
Well,
I don't think really.
No, I think it more or less explains the double standard in the system.
To you is: are you in favor of any of the government bailouts where they picked favorites such as Goldman Sachs and other companies like that? It's the same thing, but it's on a different. You know, less playful, a more playful playing field. It's the same thing. It's special interest. The government should not distort the free market with incentives and with other people's money, especially
sure.
The taxpayer. There's no honor amongst thieves.
I understand where you're coming from. Anything else you want to share? Corbin?
Anything else? I mean, that's pretty much it. I just think that we should privatize it, submit them to market discipline. I think I would agree that they would either be bought out, they would hire some of those workers, retrain them, and realize that there is no unlimited money supply in the real world outside of the state.
And, Corbin, you probably, maybe you know this, maybe you don't, but countries across the world have privatized their postal services for real. Not like they call the post office privatized here in the United States and they're lying to you, but really cut the ties and said, hey, look, somebody can deliver pieces of paper and packages for a profit here, and we don't have to be involved in it. This is 250-year-old technology, the idea that the post office has to be run by the government because it couldn't have been done profitably. And we really don't even know if that's a true statement. But, the countries are making it privatized all over the world. There's no reason the United States needs to subsidize this stuff. There's no reason in the world that it should cost the same to send a letter across town as it does to send it across the country. It costs more money to send something across the country than it does across town. So that means you're cutting the throat of the person who's trying to send something across town in favor of the person who wants to send something across country. Communism doesn't work in governments, and it doesn't work in stinking package delivery services either.
And talking about privatization, I know there's an activist up here, Jason Talley, who's going to start up a Spooner delivery service, and I know he's got some of the groundwork laid out now, but essentially direct competition with the United States Postal Service. And I think it was while we were on the road where the idea spawned, and I came up with its motto or its tagline, which is the Spooner the Better.
Now, Talley is a busy guy. I mean, he's the director. And thanks, by the way, Corbin, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. He is the executive director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. He's one of the bloggers over the brand new freegrafton.com. Is he on Coplock? Is he Coplock? He's not Coplock.
Well, he helps us out with some behind-the-scenes work. Okay. He has our theme that's up there now.
He's also doing the free agents thing, fr33agents.com. That guy is one of the – we need more Jason Talleys. People come up here, and he literally has jumped in with both feet first into the activism up here in New Hampshire. So I'm curious. Obviously, you're not Jason, but maybe you know because you've talked to him about it. The Spooner delivery service, is it planned on just being a Grafton-based thing?
Well,
when
we discussed it, when I seen him over at Porkfest, I mean, when we discussed it – we weren't. None of us were sure where we were going to be in New Hampshire at that time. Mm-hmm. But I'm assuming that he's going to keep it close to where he is and then grow out. I'm sure that when it does well in Grafton, he'll probably seek somebody, or maybe somebody here in Keene and Manchester will pick up this thing and mock kind of like a Last Biscuit, you know?
A private underground delivery service.
There you go, right?
And if it flops, we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the total difference with the post office. When it flops every couple of years, and that's what it does when it comes with its handout saying, please, can we raise our stamp rates?
Yep.
Then we all got to pay for it.
All right, more coming up here. Your calls about what you want, private delivery, postal service shenanigans, whatever you want to share, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control of the airwaves, and this is Free Talk Live.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness. And put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNLive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And we got a lot of features there, including our listening options, live streams, both broadband and dial-up versions, plus our webcam listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen around the clock. You can listen in at listen.freetalklive.com, and it's all free. That's listen.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to save $10 on your order at LegalZoom.com.
All right. We continue with your phone calls here. We'll also continue the discussion about the Postal Service. Matt is on the line, listening in Washington. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to bring up the point. I was glad you mentioned the Spooner delivery. Lysander Spooner, the great 19th century libertarian anarchist, actually started his own post office privately and brought up the point that there is no actual legal restriction by the government on anyone making their own post office. The only thing is they litigated him into bankruptcy entirely, just destroyed his business.
Yeah, they lowered their prices to put him out of business, right?
Yeah. And they destroyed him. Throughout state coercion, there's no market responsibility there at all.
Well, wait a minute. Point of information. It's always been my understanding that there is a prohibition on selling first-class mail services under a dollar.
Really? I was not aware of that. I just know that
maybe that wasn't the case during...
Right, this was the 1870s, right?
That's what I was going to say, too. I don't think that... I think it was instituted because of Spooner's...
Spooner, right, yeah.
None of us here are experts on U.S. federal law from the 19th century. So,
I would imagine that Cato piece that you're talking about, Mark, reveals that $1 restriction, that does exist today. Whether it existed or not in Spooner's time, I think you're right, Adam, that they put it in after Spooner to deal with that in the future. That way they would have a mechanism within their system that they could to point to and say, see, it says right here you can't do that.
Yeah, that's what I believe. I recall that I read somewhere. I can't pick it off the top of my head where, but it's out there.
What else do you want to share tonight, Matt?
Oh, that was really about it. But, yeah, I just want to let everybody know that the only thing the Constitution says about the Postal Service is that the United States government shall maintain a postal service. There, okay. Other than these other 19th century laws that you've told me about, I really don't know that there's any other explicit constitutional restraints on creating your own postal service.
Well, the Constitution doesn't restrain people. The Constitution supposedly restrains the government. That was the original intent behind the paper, is that it was a set of rules for the government to follow.
The post office.
Well, I mean, that's one way of looking at it. The way I look at the U.S. Constitution is that it was an expansion of governmental power over the Articles of Confederation.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I mean, the Articles of Confederation, I think, are a far superior document to what we have now.
I understand
and,
that.
All the Constitution did was give a monopoly on the interpretation of the its own contract.
I see where you're coming from, and I agree generally with what you're saying. I'm just telling you that it's not a document that controls people outside of the government.
And though the Constitution doesn't say there is no, like, it's not illegal to make a competing service for postal services, but they will use things like the DOT numbers and other things that mm-hmm. their goons will attack a person who would choose to start up such a business. So
right.
Tax IDs,
for sure.
Et cetera, et cetera. I mean,
they've got plenty of words on paper in other places that they'll point to and see, you can't do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And the constitutional mandate to maintain a postal service does not mandate that postal service needs to run 6 days a week, 5 days a week, or 2 days a week.
The
that
postal service
could be something that, you know, it could be essentially something that is only, you know, delivers to major cities, and then people. I mean,
or
that's
it just
how it
delivers
to
Congress. You could just have like the postal service be the guy that takes the mail in the Congress building. I mean, if that's what you want to, if you were a small government kind of guy, that would be a decent proposal.
Inter-office mail.
Right, exactly. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, Matt. 800-259-9231 as we continue here. Just on the private delivery service that you were talking about, Jason Talley from cdevolution.org, planning on starting up his own Spooner delivery service. And I think it's a fine idea.
The better.
I hope it works out for him. And I think there's a real value to having a private delivery service, because when you're dealing with the people like FedEx and UPS, and UPS I think is worse than FedEx, but anyway, these guys are going to be somewhat beholden to the state, in that if the state wants to say, all right, we're going to bring some drug dogs in here and we're going to sniff out every single package that goes on, you know, on your little, what do you call the package moving devices in the stock room? Conveyor belts. There you go. Various different belts and that sort of thing. They bring dogs in and they'll sniff out those packages for several hours in the attempt to catch drugs and things
that. You have no sense of privacy in your packaging or what gets sent. And I am not speaking for Tally or what his business model might be, but I know some of the things that were discussed in the past and when I've talked with him, where that wouldn't happen, not to mention the mail service that we know as of now will limit you packages and other things. Like, they'll pick you up, you know, delivery means anything. They'll pick up a pack of cigarettes at the store and bring it to you.
Nice.
You want a pizza from a place that doesn't deliver,
they'll
bring it to you.
Really useful. I mean, when you're talking about
delivery,
like,
service in a broad sense.
People that maybe don't have a car, for instance,
exactly.
Might want to go to the grocery store. You could go and do shopping for people.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a great thing that they're going to introduce here as activists in New Hampshire, but it's mm-hmm. also a great thing for people that, and, you know, a great example to show them and how delivery services of what the post office does could have evolved and been 100 times better than what we know it as of today. And
that's
due to the government's involvement, it's this crappy system.
I think that's awesome. I hope it works out. And I think that what would be really cool also as a compliment to that would be to have really private mailboxes. I started to get into this. We had to go to break earlier. The idea of basically, you were saying, Mark, earlier that the federal government owns whatever it is that they put the mail into. So you don't have them put mail into something. You have a clerk who, like at a UPS store or something like that, or mailboxes, et cetera, will receive the mail. And they can receive it under, like, a company name, like, you know, Liberty Boxes or something like that, whatever. And so you address it to yourself as though you were working for that company. So you'd have people send you your mail at this address, except you wouldn't put, like, PMB for private mailbox. You would just put, you know, extension 157 or whatever your number is that identifies who you are, and then you're just a private contractor for this this organization. This isn't a mailbox service. This is a private company, and we're just accepting mail for our private contractors here. Mm. And so you just have somebody operating at a front desk, no mailboxes out for the mail people to see.
That would be confusing for them. Yeah, they don't need to see that.
Right, so your clients would go down a little hallway or something
like
that,
right.
and then you would have the person at the front desk, and the postal person would come in. Okay, here's your mail. And they hand over the mail, and then you separate it.
Like at banks, you get the little room with your safe deposit box, and they open it up. Like you maybe have something of that essence. They'd be like, oh, well, here's your mail. Here, you know, you have your key. Open your box. Have a nice time. And
I think what that leaves out is the biggest feature I think that they can offer is, which is 24-hour accessibility.
Yeah, that would be nice too.
And I don't see how you could do that without the post office bureaucrat seeing that there are mailboxes there. I don't see that it matters.
Well, no, you could. Well, it would all.
You're talking about colleges that receive mail, that's true. You know, they've got private. You know, different employees can have different mailboxes.
Yeah, and there's no reason why an employee couldn't have a mailbox, a physical mailbox. You're right. I mean, I haven't really thought through it too much, but I figured that would be something that would be, I think, a fairly high demanded service. I mean, you could start up something like that, and then the activists that are coming into New Hampshire for the Free State Project would be able to buy a mailbox in advance without having to put up a whole bunch of identification and crap like that. They'd have privacy, and because normally when you buy one of these private mailboxes, they have this federal regulation that requires them to be this federally approved mail receiving service, and they have to get you to fill out a certain federal government form that gives your home address and, you know, has all this information on it so the feds can go after you for whatever reason if they want to, whereas a private mailbox service would, like a real private mailbox service, would just basically say, okay, well, what name should we receive this for you as? Okay, well, give me your money, and okay, we're going to receive this for you.
And it's something that can be started up with, depending on the scale you wanted to do it at, but for the most part, minimal cost. I mean, you're talking like Grafton, Keene, these communal
areas.
Yeah,
you could do it at a house.
Sure, and that's exactly what I mean. They're just like some of the other folks up here that do things. They're right out of the house, you know, the customer relations gets built. They want me to buy a pack of smokes. You give them the $5, whatever it might be. You run them off and come back. I mean, there's no overhead needed. Da-da-da-da.
And we already have activists who, like, for instance, you guys have sent some things here to the studio for your Liberty On Tour just because you've been out and about doing things. And so I didn't charge you for it, but that could be something that could be charged for if it's in demand and people want that, and that could be a way for an activist to profit from their activism.
Absolutely.
More coming up here, which is really an ideal situation when you are a liberty activist. Instead of pouring money into it to actually make a profit, it's great. More coming up. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
Adam.
And Mark. And Adam joining us from LibertyOnTour.com. Make sure you head over there and get subscribed to their RSS feed on your feed reader programs. You can follow what they do or bookmark it, LibertyOnTour.com. As we continue here, we'll take your calls about anything. Mark, we were going through a list of the Postal Service benefits, like how it is that they're not entirely independent, in fact, not really very independent at all, as they so much like to claim. How far do we get on that list of perks?
Well, I'm reading two articles at the same time here, simultaneously and at the same time. And the one I have sort of finished, it's from Cato, and it's from 2000, and, you know, it was just a it was a place for me to because whenever we talk about the post office, the first thing that some people will say, especially people that work for the post office, is the post office is completely private, because the post office isn't completely private. They're lying to their staff, okay? And I'm sure that the people that work for the post office believe this nonsense. But you know, that's the fact, and we read through a list of benefits that the post office enjoys. That
the one you didn't mention was one of your favorites, the fact that they really don't have to pay rent in a lot of places.
Yeah, a lot of times they'll get the facility they get for $1 a year, yep. Or all kinds of things like that. So right. Not only do they not have to pay state, federal, or local taxes, that's huge. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes they don't have to pay rent. Now, think about this for a second.
Right.
This organization is $5 billion in the red. They don't have to pay rent oftentimes, and they don't have to pay taxes.
Are they in the red? I didn't know that.
They're
always
$5 billion
they're
in the red.
Yeah. They're broke. They're definitely broke. Gotcha. They don't make any money. We were actually at the local post office here in town, and Pete came out like visibly like upset. I'm like, what's up? And he's like, these people, he's like 15 people in line, three people at the window, two standing in the back. One person in the window isn't doing much of anything, and she's like, I'm about to go on break, and shoes five people in her line over to somebody else's line. Like, two people are in back. I mean, I don't know if they're – are they unionized or whatever?
Yes, probably.
Yeah, and they also feel that the market, besides being lied to that they think they're private, they also think the market demands that they make $30 an hour with, you know, Uber benefits. I mean, they're that disoriented.
I'm sorry I have that number, that $5 billion number wrong. They were $3.8 billion in arrears last year. The deficit they're running this year is expected to be $7
billion. Wow.
So at this point, just last year and this year, you're talking about $10 billion. I don't know how far in the red they are from years in the past.
So that's cumulative. That's not $3 billion plus an extra $4 this year, that to $7 total. That's $7 plus
a
$3.
A deficit tends to talk about an annual budget.
Right.
So yeah, they were talking off by about $3 debt. We're talking about a deficit. Maybe it's $7 billion there.
Either way, I don't know.
The idea that the post office is running in the black, and they'll tell you that too. Mm-hmm. We're making a profit. No, they're not. Mm. They're not making a profit, and they don't have to operate by anything that looks like what a business that's operating in the marketplace.
And the 3 to 4 cents increase isn't going to solve this problem, it's what they want to do for the problem.
And they're getting their butts handed to them in the area of package delivery. They can't do it right. When they do their tracking thing, it's the most hilarious thing in the world. You know, UPS,
unless you're actually concerned about the package.
UPS and FedEx will practically tell you where your package is in the air and the name of the guy, their employee that is standing the closest to it. I mean, they'll do all kinds of things for you.
Yeah.
Whereas the post office will tell you that it's been picked up after it's been delivered. I mean, they got nothing for tracking. Their tracking is a joke. And anyway, let me go on with this article.
Right, and they have the audacity to actually call their system tracking.
Right.
I remember when I saw that for the first time, I thought, wow, the Postal Service has tracking now? And so I went in and I typed in the number, and that's all you get is whether it's been delivered, and that's it.
It's just garbage. This year, this increase, they're referring to the two cent increase that the post office is requesting, and they have to request an increase.
Yeah, they'll get it.
Is just the most recent. It doesn't matter if they get it or not. It's still a disaster.
Sure.
I mean, if the post office got 4 cent increase, is it bad or is it good?
No, I mean,
I don't even know.
As the article says, it won't even cover their costs.
What's bad is the post office, not how much they charge for a first-class stamp.
And they can only estimate what they're going to get out of the stamp being the stamp price is being raised. They don't know how many people are actually going to say, ah, screw it, I'll just email grandma.
Right. Every year, fewer and fewer people use first-class mail. Businesses generally don't use first-class mail. They use bulk mail and all kinds of other things.
They're doing everything they can to figure out ways to avoid using it.
Never use it at my house.
Well, if you look at like your cell phone contract, sometimes it'll say, hey, sign up for our paperless billing and we'll give you a $5 credit on your next bill. It's just a one-time thing, but it's trying to give their customers an incentive to save them the extra money of not having to pay for that post.
Well, the post office has no incentive to look at these logical avenues of correcting the problem. I mean, they're looking at the stamp to solve this huge issue, and it's not going to do anything. It's the overhead. It's these other issues like we're talking. It's the wages that all these people are afforded, their benefits. What'd you say? Rent, taxes, what else? I mean,
what else do you need?
Yeah, I know.
Rent and taxes, if I can cut that out of my life?
Exactly. I mean, if you can't run a business with that, then, I mean, what? The market would crumble on this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's absolutely a disaster.
Oh, and the guaranteed monopoly price structure as well.
I've got to get to this piece because it is absolute pure comedy.
All
okay.
Right.
This increase just most recent in the series of deficit fighting plans. The Postal Service has been trying out since March. Another large part of the plan is their proposal to cut mail delivery to just 5 days a week. They should cut it to three, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But eliminating Saturday delivery, by eliminating Saturday delivery, it's written wrong here. According to their reports, cutting back delivery to just one day would save $2 or $3 billion a year. But even cutting back on Saturday delivery might not be enough, so the post office is getting creative about other ways that they can generate revenue in the future. One idea involves turning the 36,000 post offices in the United States into places where you can buy retail items, get hunting and fishing licenses, or just hang out, much as one does at Starbucks.
What?
Well, it could be something like where you get Wi-Fi or help with some sort of identification card that you need to get more info on, said Ruth Goldway of the Postal Regulatory Commission. As if Ruth has this, under this opinion that people are just going to want to hang out in post offices.
They're the most nondescript, boring, awful places. Right.
Even if you cheer them up with...
Other than the Starbucks reference, are any of these, the DNR, the DMV, anything else that they would incorporate, are any of them profitable as well? I mean, it's like bringing poison with more poison.
Who would want to hang out at the DMV? I mean, you talk about how Pete came out of the Postal Service where he had these observations about how slack-ass they were and that they weren't, getting things done. And who hasn't seen that? Who hasn't stood in some unbearably long line at the Postal Service watching as three employees are in the back just, screwing off,
yeah,
and two people are manning the registers when they've got the line going out the door? I mean, how many times has that happened?
I don't care if you bring in Jacques and he paints the whole place magenta, taupe, right, and chartreuse, and puts hanging medallion lamps all over the place, and makes
pay
it a beautiful,
for that too, by the way.
Oh, you would. Makes it a beautiful place. It's still, what are you going to hang out there for? The reason people go to Starbucks is for coffee right, and service.
Presumably,
and like
would
that
introduce things like coffee, right? But,
can you imagine drinking the post office's coffee?
No.
I don't want that crap.
It's horrible. It sounds awful.
I wouldn't want all the other status agents that they're going to bring in around it either. I mean, they go on a DNR agent standing over you while you're looking at your mail.
The same surly mid-level bureaucrats slapping your coffee down in front of you with here's a scone, bouncing it off your forehead. I don't want the service that they're going to provide to me at the USPS Postal Cafe. I do not want that crap. Thank you. No.
Right.
And when they talk about these 36,000 post offices, you're imagining the ones that you go to in the major metro areas.
These are little holes in the wall, a lot of them.
The one in my town is there's nothing there.
Yeah, it's in a lot of cases.
What I'm going to do is sit by myself and use Wi-Fi and talk to the one lady that works there. Come
right.
On.
So most of those 36,000 locations are a little hole in the wall that the post office rents at a local drugstore or something like that. Some sort of local store rents them a little window, basically, and they've got like one guy in there that does things. Or in many cases, they actually essentially are a subcontractor for the postal service, and they just handle receiving packages. And
I've been
like
in one of those when we were, I want to say, Oklahoma, that we just outside of. We were rolling up to we look it up on the map, and it's like this craft shop, and we're like, this has got to be the wrong place. But we're like, we're looking for the post office because there's nothing around. And she's like, no, we do that. And it's like, okay. And that's not exactly what you're talking about. I never figured it out.
There was a place on Main Street in Sarasota that was in a nutritional store, a vitamin store. And you just walked to the back, and there was just a little room, and you'd get it there. And, some post office, that guy was really good, I've got to say. I mean, he was an awesome postal employee.
He was a post employee or a private guy that was doing a postal job?
I can't
job?
Answer the question. I don't know. I think he wore a uniform. It's been so long.
Okay.
But, some of these employees, they have sort of this unspoken military program where they take in these guys that are so shell-shocked that they're liable to go off in a second. That's the one who's going to be serving you coffee.
That wasn't the only idea, right? They were getting creative.
Well,
were there more?
That was the best one.
All right,
everything pales in comparison.
We'll come back. Hour 3 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.